The first reading is a reading from the Song of Songs. The bride says, "On my bed at night I sought him, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise then and go about the city. In the streets and crossings I will seek. I will seek him with all my heart, whom my heart loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen came upon me as they were there, made their rounds of the city. Have you seen him who my heart loves? I had hardly left them when I found him whom my heart loves." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. O God, you are my God whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like an earth parched, lifeless, and without water. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. For your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul clings fast to you, your right hand upholds me. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But I will go, but you go to my brothers and tell them, I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we celebrate, of course, the Feast of Mary Magdalene, and she's called the Apostle to the Apostles, that she's the one that went and proclaimed the resurrection. But we're called to proclaim the resurrection in the same way. This is our call. We need to be able to say, "I have seen the Lord." So we just got done with a DME retreat last weekend. And so on Saturday, I always make everybody a promise. I get them in the morning, 7:30, and I say, "I promise you, you will see the Lord today. I promise you." And they all look at me, especially the ones that have just got there, like, "Oh, this guy's nuts." And then Saturday night, we all get together, and I say, "Okay, I made you a promise this morning. Was I a liar?" And they all say no, and I say, "You tell me how you saw Jesus today." And then ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. You and I will see Jesus today too. Whether you didn't recognize him, Mary didn't recognize him, is totally you. And what you need to do to recognize Jesus is to have the intimacy with Jesus. And to have the intimacy with Jesus means that you have to shut up long enough that he can speak your name. So when you go to pray or whatever you're going to do, not just here, you go and spend time and you sit there until you hear Jesus speak your name. And then you'll be able to say, I have seen the Lord. Showing up for Mass or watching it on TV isn't enough. It's not ritual that will help you to experience and proclaim it. It's intimacy. Mary had intimacy. Do we? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray.